Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nazvarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On June 9th, the City of New Westminster unveiled a new logo to be used for the city's corporate branding. This new logo will be replacing the previous design that was first implemented in 2008, which included a crown that was meant to signify the city's historical ties with the British monarchy. The decision to change the logo was first made under the previous municipal government when the city's previous mayor, Jonathan X. Cote, said that the change was needed to move forward with reconciliation and to reflect a more inclusive and welcoming city. This decision was upheld by the current mayor, Patrick Johnstone, and the majority of council after the 2024 election. The finalized logo was revealed during a regularly scheduled city council meeting in New Westminster. And the logo itself is meant to represent a tugboat on top of the Fraser River. Here is what Mayor Patrick Johnstone had to say about this new design.
I remember when I first saw it, I was looking at it and trying to figure it out. And then as the description, as we talked through and as you talked through the conversation with the community about the different elements and what they meant and what they represented in the city, it came together for me. And I went from a little bit skeptical to actually seeing that it actually, I think, did tell a good story about our community. So I do appreciate the work that went into that and the subtlety maybe in it that exists in a good logo. So I appreciate the work, I appreciate the result, and I look forward to seeing how it rolls out in the community. Thank you very much.
The logo received approval from the majority of council. However, not all were in favor of the change. City Councilors Daniel Fontaine and Paul Minhas, two representatives on council for the New West Progressives, a local political party, voiced several complaints over the redesign. Minhas claimed that the change served to erase the city's history, and Fontaine criticized the amount of funding and consultation that went towards this logo change. The differing opinions on the city logo highlights a dynamic on council that has been present since the last election in 2024, the two councilors with the New West Progressives being primarily opposed to the rest of council, the majority of whom belong to another local political party, Community First New West. After the council meeting, we spoke with both Daniel Fontaine and Ruby Campbell, a city councilor with Community First New West, who was in support of the logo replacement. First, Councilor Fontaine.
Sure. So if there is a change of government, meaning that the change of majority on the council, both Councilor Minhas and I have said that we will advocate very strongly to just put a halt on this rebrand and to put a halt on any potential future costing in terms of the rebrand and bring us back to the point where we're back with the existing logo that's there. It really is about 16 months, and it will take a long time, as was noted tonight, to make changes. So by the time we hit the next election, there likely will be on the website and a few banners and things like that. We're probably not going to see a ton of change, and so it offers the opportunity for the next council to reverse course. The whole process that this took 2.5 years, it was initiated by a previous council in the dying days of that regime and that council. This council took that and went with it for 2.5 years. We've undertaken a lot of costs, and as staff have noted that there are costs, even though they're within our budget, there will be costs for us to have to rebrand and to put, you know, logos on the sides of pens and banners and t-shirts and everything else.
When we next spoke to Councillor Ruby Campbell, we made sure to bring up some of the claims that Daniel Fontaine had made about this new logo change. In her response, she emphasized the level of community input and engagement that took place for this rebranding.
And I really support public engagement, and I also support that the logo came from community voices that were represented by the community. I also think that the city has gone through a lot of changes. This isn't the first logo for the city. It's been around for 17 years. Before that, we had the coat of arms. So this is an evolution the city makes as we listen to the community. Over 650 people contributed to the change and shared their expressed their opinions, and I strongly support the public engagement piece that occurred. Well, you know, sometimes change is hard. People, and it's funny, right? People want change, but they also don't want things to stay the same. And again, when you have community voices sharing their opinions, I think it's important for us to listen.
Once again, those were the perspectives of Councillor Daniel Fontaine, who is against this new logo change for the City of New Westminster, and Councillor Ruby Campbell, who, along with a majority on council, was in favor of this rebranding. This has been Danny Nazvatarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.